Hey yo, we're back. This is Create with Connie Bozalski. I'm happy to be sitting at the microphone again because I've been meaning to sit down here for a few days now. And I'm glad actually that I didn't get around to doing that because yesterday I had this new idea that replaced the episode, the topic that I initially wanted to talk about, and I had it all planned out and outlined, and that episode will come. And then I had this new idea yesterday because I like sharing things as I'm experiencing them and as I go through them and as I'm learning stuff. Sometimes, you know, there's like these things that really make sense to share while you're in them or when you've just come out of them. And then there's some of these experiences where you really need some, I guess, maybe like incubation time or integration time once they happened, you know, or as you've gone through them. And then it takes a while to really kind of sit with it for a while, let it integrate, and then you can share your experience or your learnings and what happened. But with this, it's just more about, it's nothing crazy, horrible or terrible or dramatic. I just want to talk about mood swings and energy lows and PMS as a woman and all these things, because I think it's a thing that we all struggle with at times. And it's been, you know, a little more real this week for me than usual. And I'll mention why in a minute. And so, yeah, the idea came to me yesterday. And so here we are. I just wrote down a couple of thoughts. And yeah, before we dive in, just one thing. And that is, if you enjoy my podcast, then I'd really love it if you shared it. And one of the best ways to do that is on Instagram, in your Instagram stories. You can just take a screenshot of yourself, you know, listening to the episode, and then you can share it. Tag me. I try to repost as many as I can. Sometimes I miss them because you know how they disappear within 24 hours. So, and some of you have been sharing and then I've missed them. And I was like, oh man, I really wanted to reshare your story, and then I couldn't. But I usually really try, and I so appreciate it when you do. It really makes me so happy when people share my podcast episodes. And also when I get feedback in written form, or some people also send me little audio messages on Instagram. So be creative. I love hearing from you guys and getting feedback. Sometimes it takes me a bit to get back to you. But overall, I really try. And yeah, it just, you know, helps me to keep going with this. It's definitely a passion project. I'm not making any money with this podcast at this point. Maybe in the future, who knows? I just, you know, right now I just really enjoy recording these episodes for you and yeah, using it as a bit of a diary, and every once in a while record an interview. But for the most part, yeah, I'm really into these solo episodes these days, because I also feel like, you know how a lot of these podcast shows out there, they're all about interviews. And as much as I love interviews, and I love, you know, when it's someone who's really good at interviewing someone and really like asks some just really nice questions, you know, that's great. And at the same time, I sometimes wish there were more people out there doing solo episodes too. And yeah, so in any case, podcasting. Yeah. And also it would be awesome if you use Apple Podcasts, then I'd love it if you shared your review on there, and takes a minute or so or less. A written review would be even better, but anything helps. Totally appreciate any sort of support with this project. And yeah, so let's dive in. I'm currently alone a lot because, yes, I'm still here in Southern California in Dana Point in Orange County, south of LA. And I'm still here writing my book every day and going surfing. That's it. For the most part of my days, that's what I'm up to. I get up in the morning, I meditate, I write on my book for like 2 or 3 hours, then I go surfing, then I have lunch, then I write some more, do some other work, and then usually, you know, towards late afternoon, it's like my creative energies are kind of slowing down. And then, yeah, and then evening rolls around and there we go. Right now it's actually 7:15. That's when I'm recording this. Mostly, well, it's been, we've had construction going on here in the house or in the apartment building. And so it's been really noisy during the day. So I've had to wait until later today to actually sit down and record this. In any case, yes, I'm spending a lot of time alone by myself because it's my choice. I did come here to mainly focus on writing my book and to go surfing. And that's happening and it's awesome. And I love that my life is very boring in that way. I really don't have much else to report. I mean, Grace has been coming down from LA. That's my partner. She's been coming down every weekend for a long weekend. I also had a friend visit actually last week, my friend Kaya, and for a few days. So I have a little distraction here and there, welcoming distraction. But for the most part, I spend a lot of time alone. Like now it's Thursday and Grace left on Monday morning. So it's been a few days. I speak to the occasional human out there sometimes. Like today in the lineup, I had a couple of lovely conversations with people. I actually met a couple from Germany. I've seen them in the lineup the last few days. And I just decided to paddle up to them, say hi, and yeah, you know how it goes. The small talk, hey, you from Germany, I'm from Germany, woohoo. And then it turned out that the woman, she actually knew me. She was like, oh, you're Connie, right? And I said, yeah. And so she knew me from my travel blog, Planet Backpack, and she'd been following me for a while. And she said, oh, I wasn't sure whether it was you or not. And so we had a lovely chat there on holiday, and maybe I'll see them again tomorrow. But anyway, we were talking about also how actually Dana Point is pretty boring. Like, it's beautiful here. Amazing beaches, you know, great surf. I love it. It's just how I like my surfing. It's not too difficult and too challenging, let's put it that way, where I go surfing anyway. It's for longboarders. It's, you know, the waves are small, beautiful, pretty, clean for the most part, and there's always waves. It's just great. I'm getting so sidetracked here. And we were just talking about how the town here, there's not that much going on. It doesn't have a whole lot of charm. I'm not shitting on Dana Point at all. Like, I've been having a really lovely time, and it's really served me. But yeah, of course, there's places where there's more going on. And of course, there's LA and, you know, and then there's more hipster places like Encinitas down south. And so I don't have a whole lot of distraction here, is what I'm trying to say. I spend a lot of time on my own, spending a lot of time in front of my laptop and going for walks, things like that, which I actually just did. I just went for a little sunset walk. And, you know, when you spend so much time on your own, you really become a lot more aware of your inner world and all these emotional states that you go through. And, you know, when there's not much distraction on the outside, and as I said, there isn't really that much going on. My days are very routinized, I want to say. I have my routines and they don't really change. They're pretty much the same. And that way I can be very productive and creative, and yeah, I like it that way. And then every once in a while I mix it up. It needs to also change a little bit. But what I'm trying to get to is that I feel a lot more these days because I spend so much time on my own, and that's a really good thing in many ways. I think it's awesome. We don't do it enough. We're, you know, so distracted all the time in our usual daily lives with our friends, partners, families, work, you know, jobs, and then all these other distractions. Let it be social media and Netflix and all these to-do lists. And I mean, endless. Distractions are literally endless in this modern world. And many of them I welcome, but I'm actually not a big city kind of girl. I don't like it. I don't generally enjoy a life that's too busy. I do need it quiet. This is very quiet right now, for sure, and very slow. my life is very slow here. So there's a part of me that totally appreciates this way of living right now. And I've been doing it for the last like 3 weeks or so. And yeah, I'm so much more aware of what's going on inside of me, my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, my physical state, you know, where's my energy's at. It's quite fascinating. And usually I remember the last, I don't even remember the last time I was this fully connected to myself and where, when I felt so grounded. I feel really grounded. But here's the big but. Oops, just pulling on cords here, ripping stuff off. Every day is an up and down, in a way. It's not like we get up in the morning and then there's just one level of energy, one level, you know, one mood that we have for the rest of the day. It just, I don't know about you, but that's just not how it works for me. I have an energy in the morning, and then I have an energy later in the morning, and then, you know, in the afternoon, and then my energy changes, you know, in the evenings and before I go to bed. So it keeps shifting and changing, and so that's just what it is. That's life. Our bodies are constantly changing and transforming. I mean, yeah, we're never in the same state. We're never actually the same person, if you think about it. And especially as a woman, we go through our moon cycles. And that means that every week there's basically a new part of that cycle that we move into. If you've never really looked into your moon cycle much, and you've never fully sort of, yeah, had an understanding of what that actually entails, because it's not just PMS and having a period, it's way more than that, then I highly recommend that you embrace that subject matter of the female cycle. Yes, it's usually a month long or 28 days, but there are different parts in our cycles, and it's very fascinating, and we can really, it helps us to really understand ourselves more and better. And if you're a man listening to this who does not have a cycle, a female cycle, men also have cycles. They're different. They're maybe not as accentuated. They're maybe not as, you know, drastically changing all the time, but men have their own cycles. And I'm sure there are resources out there about the male cycle. So yeah, you know, as a woman, we go through our cycle, and we're in different stages, basically, you know, every few days or, you know, every 7 days or so. And so I feel that too. And this week, I'm definitely coming towards the end of my cycle. I think I'm getting my period. It should probably come in the next couple of days or so, maybe on the weekend. And yeah, so I'm PMSing, definitely. I started feeling it properly like 2 days ago, and then yesterday, and then today I'm like, oh yeah. And yeah, I just went for a walk. There's a really cool little path just outside the apartment building here. And it basically leads you all the way down to the beach. I didn't make it all the way down today. I just needed to just move my energies a bit because, yeah, I really felt myself moving into a massive energy low, physically, but also emotionally and mentally. And it was actually quite hard to get my ass up and put my shoes on and go outside, because my mind was telling me that it's not going to be the solution. You know how our mind just wants to always just fuck things up for us. When we know, when our heart knows this is a good idea, Connie. You should go for a walk. Our mind's like, nah, I don't know. It's effort. And maybe it's not going to be as good as you think it would be. Or maybe you don't have enough time to make it down to the beach. So why even go, right? So it came up with all these excuses. But I pushed through it. I'm like, this is silly. I'm like, I need to go. I need to leave the house. Because I think it must have been just after 6. And I realized that if I don't leave the house now, I'm not going to leave the house. Because it gets dark and then that's it. And I'm so glad I did go for a walk. It was made just 30, 45 minutes. And that changed everything. I really tuned in, then I listened to a bit of a podcast, then I sent my brother a message on WhatsApp, audio message, and then I came back and just really enjoyed the walk and being out in nature, and it was great. I loved it, and now I feel so much better. And what I thought about too, because I knew I wanted to record this podcast episode as I got back, and you know, I was thinking on the walk just how I really struggle to sit at my laptop for too long these days. It's really changed. I used to have a lot more stamina. I used to be able to sit on my ass in front of my laptop and stare at a screen for way longer than I'm able to do it now. I don't know what it is. I don't know what changed, what shifted, but I think it's a really good thing. It's a really, really good thing. Yes, it maybe makes me less productive. Yes, sometimes it's a little frustrating. Yes, because what happens is I would try to push through and I would try to sit for longer. And then what happens is that my energies get stuck. And I think that's what many people don't realize with all this sedentary work that we do in front of our laptops, sitting down, is that we don't give our bodies the chance to really move our energies around. And I am someone, like, I do have a fair amount of energies. I mean, there's definitely people out there with way more, but there's a lot going on. And when we have all these energies in our bodies, what happens is that, you know, when we sit and we do laptop work, a lot of that energy goes into our heads, into our brain. And then eventually, though, and that's what I just notice about myself, is that my brain gets tired. And I do try to work more in like Pomodoro, you know, like 25-minute increments and then 5-minute breaks and another 25 and like the whole Pomodoro technique. And that's great. But, you know, every once in a while, I totally forget about Pomodoro. And then I just sit. And then after 2 or 3 hours, I haven't taken a break, which is terrible, really. Because I eventually start feeling low on energy, low on ideas. I just feel more self-critical about whatever it is that I'm doing or writing or creating. And then eventually as the day progresses and if I don't take enough breaks, if I spend too much time sitting in front of my laptop, I generally feel my energies going down, decreasing, going into the basement, let it be physically, but also emotionally. And as I am more in tune and connected to myself right now, I feel that very consciously. I'm really aware of that process within my body and my mind and, you know, all of it. And the only solution that I see is to move those energies. That sitting for long periods of times is really detrimental for my mental health and emotional health. Well, and of course, physical health. I mean, let's be honest, like sitting for too long is just terrible. It shortens our ligaments, our muscles. It's terrible for our backs and our bones, like all the things. There's also times when I try to work more standing up when I have the when I have the option to have a standing desk. I try to also standing up. But even then, you know, we're still staring into a screen. And as much as there's a part of me that absolutely loves working at my laptop and, you know, do the work that I do and edit photos and edit videos and do my writing, you know, that part of myself loves that. And then there's a part of myself that's like, fuck this shit. And I don't want to do this. I don't want to spend so much time on my laptop anymore. Because I realized that when I do it for too long, it just makes me feel really a tiny, I don't know. I don't want to use the word depressed because it's a very strong word to use. But I think for some people, you know, or when you're already in a going through a more depressed phase in your life, I think it can definitely, add to that. And when we sit for too long, staring into a screen, and I'm not saying that the world's going to shits and everybody's going to shits and that, you know, we're all depressed because we are looking at screens for too long every day. What I am proposing is a different way to go about it. And as I said, like for me, the solution is to move my energies. And what does that mean? Well, you know, in the morning, like right now, I sit down to write before I actually move my energies. And that's because I just want to get that writing out of the way. I need to get that writing out of the way. And also I try to wait until the sun is fully out and then I want to go surfing. And it also kind of depends on the tides. And so there's a few factors. And so I do have my morning routine, you know, with my meditation and my lemon water and coconut oil pulling and all the things. So I do take my time before I start writing. And yet, you know, I normally, when I'm not writing a book, let's put it that way, then I always exercise before I start working at my laptop. That's 99% of the time, that's a given. Because I realize that there's something that moving your body in the morning gives me that really saves me when I sit down in front of my laptop. And then I have to move again later in the day. So I really try to move twice a day. I don't think once a day is enough, actually. And by moving, I mean, you know, it could be anything from doing yoga, surfing, going for a hike, or even just going for a longer walk. But actually doing something, getting your energies probably going. And right now, for me, that's surfing. And it really is, like, it's so life-changing. And it always has been. I remember I started surfing properly in 2015. And please don't think just because I've been surfing for like 4 or 5 years that I'm really good at it. I just love doing it. And I am actually getting a lot better here just because I love that spot and it's really forgiving where I go surfing, those waves. And they've been quite small and I have an awesome board and I've been going almost every day. So I came to realize that when you do something every single day, it's, you know, you get better at it. Okay, so I started it in 2015. I'd done it a few times before that, but didn't like it. Then I started liking it because I was going through a breakup. I was going through heartbreak. It was excruciating. And surfing was something that really got me out of my head. You know, as I was paddling out there, fighting with the waves, fighting for my life, trying to survive out there, I wasn't really in my head anymore. I was fully in my body. I was in the element, my favorite element, which is water. And and from that point on, I was just hooked on surfing and being in the water and and doing it even though I'm not great at it. you know, which makes it so humbling. And it's really served me so many lessons. Holy shit, man. Surfing in the waves and the ocean. Ah, so many lessons. Beautiful ones for sure, but also some difficult ones. And so going surfing now every day as I'm writing this book is just so awesome. It really is, man. Like, after sitting for like 2 or 3 hours writing, by that point now it's maybe like 10 or 11, you know, my energies are low because I've been sitting for fucking 2 or 3 hours. And so then I get up, and there's always that little asshole in the back of my mind who's going on about how maybe I shouldn't go surfing. Maybe, you know, it's coming up. Like, it's not a loud voice, but I can sense it. It's there. But gladly, my commitment right now to my surf career and to moving my body and getting out and knowing now as a fact that every time I go out surfing, even when maybe I wasn't fully motivated, but every time I went surfing, I always felt amazing afterwards. So, you know, knowing that, it's easy to ignore that little voice, but it's there. And I just want to let you know that it's normal. That voice, that asshole that tries to talk you into not doing something that you know is good for you. Yeah, they're hard to beat. So then, yeah, and then I go surfing and I come and one, I start paddling out, and then that's it. Any worry, any self-doubt about my riding, anything, any negative thought is gone. Hasta la vista. I'm just paddling out, and then I'm just in the waves, and it's special. It's really special. If you've never surfed, I know it might be hard to grasp, but maybe you can just imagine just generally what it feels like to be in the ocean and to dive into waves and to body surf the waves and to, you know, when you're fully in the present moment as you are fully immersing yourself in salt water. It's special. And also the force of the ocean, and, you know, it's different from a lake, I would say. And so, you know, and then I'm out there for an hour, hour and a half, sometimes two. And today I didn't want to leave because, well, the waves were just, they were, it was so nice and glassy and just perfect waves. I had one of the best sessions of my life today. I just caught one wave after another after another. It was so good. It was so good. There weren't as many people out there today either. And it was just really lovely. I had a couple of lovely conversations. And then I come back and I just, you know, paddle back in, shower there and pack up and get in the van, drive home. And I just feel pumped. I'm just like, I'm on top of the world. I know that I wrote the amount that I needed to write that day. Sometimes maybe not as much, but I know I've already written a big chunk. You know, 1,000 words, 1,500 words. And then I've just surfed my heart out, caught some awesome waves, caught some sun. I was in the water. You know, I was just like, it's like meditation in a way for sure. You know, surfing. And then I'm just so grateful and in such a beautiful place. I've moved my energies, so that's the big thing. I move my energies and then I make lunch and I'm just in such a good place. So what I'm trying to say is that find your surfing, you know, and just how important it is to have that. And to not fall for the trap of your ego or your mind, that inner critic or that asshole that's telling you that, you know, not just keep sitting and working, just keep sitting and staring at that laptop. It's definitely better than going out for a walk or a hike or yoga or running or to the gym. Whatever is your surfing, make it a thing, a daily thing. And so when I spend too much time in front of my laptop, I mean, like right now, yeah, I have the luxury, I want to say, to go out surfing every day. And it's like 10 minutes away. But generally, it's when I feel that my energy is going down, when, because essentially what happens is mood swings, what we call mood swings, it's really just our energy's going into a lower vibration, I believe. I mean, unless it's something that pissed you off or, you know, but I mean, also what we consider mood swings is it's probably, yeah, it's either your vibration is lower energetically, or, you know, you're not dealing with a certain emotion and that emotion is pulling energy away from you. It's drawing energy from you, and we call it a mood swing. But well, I mean, what it really is like, well, there's something that wants your attention inside of you, a mood. If someone calls someone moody, I'm just like, I think that's just a person who has a lot of, you know, different emotions coming up and doesn't know how to deal with them and doesn't actually sit with them. Right? And so that's just my take on that. But yeah, so right now I have the luxury of going surfing every day. But when I don't have that, you know, I do yoga or I go hiking or whatever. Like there's, I mix it up. I like going swimming in a swimming pool. There's times where I go to the gym a lot or I go running. Like it's real. When I look at the last, I want to say how many years now that I've really been very active in my life, since like 2012, 13, I don't know, you know, one of those years. And I look back and yoga has been the most consistent, surfing whenever I had the chance. But then, yeah, you know, there's times where I love going to the gym, times where I love swimming, times where, so, and that's cool too, to be able to switch things up and for a few months do more of that, and then for a few months you do more of this. Like, yeah, I definitely like a bit of a mix when it comes to that. And what I also always need to remind myself of is that how important it is to change activities, because when every activity kind of puts me into a different state. So when I've set up my laptop for a few hours, then it's definitely time maybe to switch things up and take my camera out and go shoot stuff outside, either photos or videos, or maybe make a call and call my mom, or I don't know, like just mixing things up, go and buy groceries, cook food. Maybe it's a good idea to just get up and go and work in a coffee shop, or you know, call a friend to get together just for an hour or so, something like that, just to change the activity, let it be the task that you're at. So you're still actually being creative, you're still doing something, you're still working, but it's different to just sitting at your laptop, you know, or doing something completely different. And, you know, what's a big thing, what I see among so many creatives and successful people out there, is going for a walk during the day as a break. You know, when you've worked at your laptop for 2 or 3 hours, just go out and go for a walk. Even if you've already done your yoga in the morning or you've gone to the gym, just 20 minutes, 30 minutes walk, either without any input or put on a podcast, whatever floats your boat. Sometimes it's really good to just go out for a walk without your phone. Just walk and tune in and connect to yourself and see what's going on. What are thoughts that are floating around in your mind? What are some feelings and emotions? What are fears? What's going on? You know, like check in with yourself. So going for walks is a really good opportunity. And that's why I actually really like, because my girlfriend has a dog in LA. And so when she's at work, I go and walk the dog, you know, several times a day. And it's a great break because I get to go out for a walk and it benefits the dog and it's great. I love doing that just for 20 minutes or so, you know, walking around the block. And so many creative people and entrepreneurs do that. They just go for walks, connect to themselves, connect to nature, whatever. And what also really helps me, especially when I'm going through maybe a bit of an emotional low, or, you know, like right now when I'm PMSing, I always feel like, you know, I'm just so much more emotional. Haha, it's what happens. And sometimes more, sometimes less, it really depends. But, you know, I feel like there's a lot more, during those few days, is more thoughts coming up, like existential thoughts and doubts and emotions that maybe I haven't felt before. And now they want to be felt. Because we always say, oh yeah, I'm just really emotional before I get my period. But you know what? It's not just your hormones. It's actually something wants your attention. And it's been probably wanting your attention for a while, but now because you're PMSing and, you know, you are a little bit more emotional, now it is getting your attention. So that's how I look at it now. I used to always just kind of judge PMS and being so emotional and not take it seriously, or, you know, use it as an excuse for being so emotional. But that's silly, because no, it's actually an opportunity. It's an opportunity for me to embrace what comes up rather than push it away. It is an opportunity every time to learn to connect to my emotions even more and to just fully feel what comes up without judging it, without saying, oh, it's PMS. It's another opportunity to become more aware of, you know, my internal world and my thoughts and my feelings. And it's an opportunity to slow down and to really give myself permission to do that and to feel. And to, yeah, also to give myself permission to just be a bit down. And that's totally cool too. And that's why PMS can actually be a little beneficial. Even if there's a lot of judgment around PMS, like personal judgments. It's like, oh yeah, I got PMS. And it's like, yeah, so I have PMS. And thank you. Thank you, cycle. Thank you that I have my period. Thank you that I'm connected to my body. Thank you that you're showing me feelings that need to be felt. You know, thanks for all of that. So it's just a way to reframe it, you know? And as Kyle Cease always says, it's finding a way to love the thing that you're trying to reject. And instead of rejecting my PMS or rejecting the mood swings, rejecting my energy lows, to actually give them space to sit with them or to walk with them, whatever works, to connect to them and ask them what they want and what their message is, and to actually give them space and to love them, even though we don't really want that right now, because we want to be productive and we want to be happy and we want to do all the things, you know, and we just always want to be high on energy. And that's just not how that shit works. And so what always helps so much too is just meditation, yo. It's really awesome. I'm just writing about meditation right now for my book. And just how awesome it is, and how hard it is, but how awesome it is. And how challenging it is to establish it as a daily routine. But, you know, like right now, I mean, I'm looking forward to it every morning. I'm doing some really lovely guided ones these days by Jack Kornfield and Tara Brach. They have this meditation series that they released a while ago. And yeah, it's awesome to just tune in and, you know, open my heart and my meditation. So I kind of mix it up, you know, I do a bit of guided meditation, then just a bit of silent meditation. And just opening my heart in the morning is one of the most powerful things ever. And again, especially when we're going through those ups and downs as they just happen in our daily lives, to just meditate even more, meditate a little longer. And also always tuning into gratitude. And I love doing that right now so much. So just really be so grateful to be able to be here in Dana Point, in this apartment, to be able to go surfing every day, to have an able body, healthy body that can paddle me out in the waves, and grateful for my progress that I'm making on the board, and grateful for the people that are friendly, you know, in my day-to-day life here that I meet when I go shopping, or I get smiles from people all over, and just people being really friendly. I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful for the beautiful, beautiful fucking sunsets, man. Like, mind-blowing sunsets. Holy shit. I'm grateful for just even having meditation as an option. I'm grateful that I'm a human being that that has discovered meditation for herself. And I'm grateful that I was given this life as Connie Bozalski that was, you know, yeah, as someone who eventually found her spiritual path alongside so many other things, who discovered surfing and whatnot. And I'm just so grateful that I found these things that really helped me to stay grounded and to stay connected to myself, and to have found these tools that help me to navigate through life and through challenging times. And I'm grateful for the conversation that I had with my mom today for almost an hour. We were just chatting and catching up, and just grateful to be able to sit on the balcony looking out and just talking to my mom, who's all the way in Germany, and to have a mom that loves me. And I'm just so grateful to be writing a book with a publisher. I'm just so grateful because it's such a beautiful opportunity, and I am excited to bring this book into the world, even though it scares the shit out of me and there's parts of me that think it's not going to be good enough. But I'm grateful that I get to sit down at my beautiful laptop every morning and I get to write and drink my coffee. I'm so fucking grateful for coffee. Yeah. And you know what also really always helps is I'm a huge fan of Buddhism and Buddhist teachings, and I have been for many years, ever since I discovered Buddhism for myself. And I think it was 2012. It helped me through so many hard times. And whenever I'm struggling a bit with life in a big way or a small way, and especially when I'm, you know, spending a lot of time on my own and just kind of going through a lot of internal dialogues with myself, I reach my hand out to Buddha and to some of the Buddhist teachers out there, and just dive into their work. And like right now, it's Jack Kornfield and Tara Brach again, or Ram Dass or Pema Chodron. Like, there's so many beautiful, beautiful souls out there sharing their teachings, and there's so many amazing podcasts out there, and books and all the things. And so that really helps me to keep understanding myself more and the suffering that we all experience as we are experiencing this human life. And I think I want to make an extra episode at some point about, you know, my experience and learnings from Buddhism over the years, and how it's helped me to navigate life. And yeah, fuck, it's huge. And I think that's it. And I think in conclusion, I just want to reiterate that we always try to run from ourselves and our feelings when they're not comfortable, from negative thoughts, from whatever it is that's unpleasant. And I think what all these things, these mood swings, or when our bodies are low in energy, or, you know, they're all there's signals, or PMS, they're signaling us something. Our energies are not low physically or emotionally just because they're low. They're, when we notice that they are low, then it's up to us to figure out what we need, to really tune in to ourselves and ask ourselves, hey, Connie, what do you need right now? Because it's clearly not sitting at your laptop for much longer. And it's clearly not just sitting on this couch and watching YouTube videos. What is it that you really need right now? Is it connection? Maybe you need, you know, you need to talk to your girlfriend or your mom or friends or whatever. Maybe it is being in nature. Maybe it's connecting to yourself, you know, like instead of connecting to social media, I think what we're actually looking for is that connection to ourselves. And so the signal, it, you know, yeah, I think that's it. There's just messages for us in everything all the time. And I hope that there's something that you got out of this episode and that it helps you through your next mood swing or energy low or when you're going through PMS. And that you can maybe remember some of the things that I mentioned in this episode. And I would absolutely fucking love it if you sent me a message, anything that you maybe learned or any insight you might have had listening to this, anything that you liked or disliked. And I'd love it if you shared this episode on social media or in your Instagram stories. I loved it if you left me a review, all the things, all the love, because I'm sending you infinite amounts from Southern California. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for you right now. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye.